Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, January 17th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Pack. Canada has advised its citizens not to travel to Ukraine unless necessary due to ongoing Russian aggression and military concentration at the Ukrainian border. Some 100,000 Russian troops are currently amassed at the Ukrainian border, leading the U.S., Canada, and other NATO allies to express concerns that Russia is preparing an invasion should the Kremlin fail to achieve its goals through diplomatic means. High-level negotiations last week failed to produce any resolution to the current security crisis, with Russia continuing to threaten unspecified military action if its demands are not met. Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly will visit Kiev next week to confirm Ottawa's support for Ukrainian sovereignty and to assure her country's assistance in repelling aggressive attacks by Russia. Local officials in Gdańsk are once again warning residents that burning trash in home stoves is illegal and can result in heavy fines. According to Marta Dziewiecka of the Gdańsk City Guard, residents regularly burn wood-based materials, including cut furniture, colorful magazines, foil, plastic packaging, and household rubbish, which is forbidden. Municipal guards have received some 350 notifications of illegal waste incineration since the heating season started and issued fines to 80 violators. The penalty for burning rubbish illegally at home can be up to 500 zloty per instance. Officials warn that burning waste in home furnaces or boiler rooms not only pollutes the general environment, but is extremely harmful to the health of those in the immediate vicinity, such as family members and neighbors. Residents can report suspected illegal waste incineration by calling the emergency number 986 or through the Gdańsk Contact Center online at gdańsk.pl. Yekaterina Kurakova claimed fifth place in the women's singles event at the Figure Skating European Championships on Saturday, a best-ever finish for a Polish female figure skater. The Moscow-born 19-year-old is now set to represent Poland at the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics starting February 4th. The European Championships in Tallinn were dominated by Russian figure skaters, who won every event, claiming all but three medals. Polish football star Robert Lewandowski is on his way to breaking new records after reaching 300 goals in the Bundesliga with his hat trick against FC Cologne over the weekend. Lewandowski and his Bayern Munich teammates dominated the host club 4-0, with three of the four goals coming from the Polish forward. If Lewandowski's scoring form continues, he may once again break the Bundesliga record for most goals scored in one season. And the Institute of Meteorology and Water Management has issued a second-degree warning for surging water levels along the Polish coast, including the Vistula Lagoon and Żuławy. The warning is valid until Tuesday, January 18th. In addition to high water warnings, forecasters are also warning residents of the potential for high winds, with wind speeds anticipated at up to 100 kilometers or over 60 miles per hour along the coast. A first-degree warning is expected for the coming days, as high winds are expected throughout the whole of Poland due to oncoming storms from the northwest.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold with a chance of rain in the morning and strong winds blowing from the northwest throughout the day. Temperatures will peak around a high of 4 degrees centigrade or 39 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar chilly temperatures are expected throughout the week with a good chance for snow starting Wednesday night. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.